Welcome back, guys, to the Anime Podcast with your host, Shane, and I'm happy. I'm going to tell you what you guys probably see the title and know exactly why I'm happy, but let me just say it anyway. Re-Zero. Is that the name? Yeah, Re-Zero. You know, I thought it was real life for something, because I know that the guy in season one, every time he dies, he comes back, you know. Season 2 has been announced. As a matter of fact, I've seen the trailer for Season 2, at least the trailer that is posing as the trailer for Season 2. And it's not much. I mean, it's not much, but it's a lot. If you watch the first season, then you know why it's a lot, you know. So we see the main character walking towards, I think, the witch. I think her name is Hatella or something like that. Anyway, walking towards this witch, silver-haired witch, and there's like dead bodies on each side. So he's walking along an aisle created by dead bodies towards this with an obviously angry face towards a witch who is seemingly happy. You know, I mean, that's saying a lot. Don't you think, guys? Don't you think that's saying a lot? Yes, I think that's saying a lot. You see, what I was trying to say that it was saying is that, listen, don't go in that calm voice. Just tell me what you think it was saying. Listen, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell you what it's saying. I think it's saying that everyone dies except my guy, because he obviously cannot die. He keeps coming back to life. All right, I'm going to get serious now, guys. Subscribe, please. Anyway, I'm very excited. You know, I really enjoyed season one. And as a matter of fact, it's been so long. I think season one came out like 2 years ago, 3 years. I might be off. It's been so, as a matter of fact, I completely forgot about this anime until I saw the announcement like last week. And everyone was talking about it, of course, on social media. Because it was, so, when the anime dropped, it was such a beautiful, you see, you can tell the animes that are going to do good. You know, this year we had like Goblin, either this year, last year, Goblin. Because it was different, you know, animes that are different normally does great. Re-Zero was different, right? It was like this main antagonist is not exceptionally powerful, and it was dark but yet kind of light. Like the anime tackled some dark shit, you know, dealt with some dark stuff. Yet it had this component to it that made it the universe and the world that it was in seems a little bit lighthearted at times. But you know exactly that it was such a fucked up anime. You know, the guy was suffering. You know, can you imagine dying? I mean, I guess the only good thing about him dying was that he was going to come back alive. But you know, that shit is painful, because he's feeling every bit of the pain of dying. And he's dying some horrible deaths. He's dying some garbage ass deaths, man, like worst possible deaths. But what happens is that when he dies, he's like resetted. So let me see, when he, and again, I haven't watched this anime in almost 2 years, you know. I'm just remembering right now, a lot of it is coming back to my mind. Don't you remember the characters' names? Now, this is how unprofessional I am. You know, I call myself the Anime Podcast. I know I'm not professional. I should be writing notes, writing scripts. Funny thing, I just can't do scripts, man. When I'm in college and I try, you know, I have to do a presentation, I got to memorize that shit, because I can't do scripts. Anyway, back to the main point. The point is, his ability is that when he dies, you know, he resets to a moment like just before he dies, right? So he's able to come up with strategies, you know. So if he dies like a million times, he'll go back. You know, you ever play in a game and every time you die, it's like the last save data. So just before you face this unbeatable monster in one of your games that you have to die like 20 times before you can kill him. Like I was playing what's a fucking game, man? What's wrong with my memory? You know, my bad memory is interrupting this episode. I was just playing a game and I was fighting a monster, and I died like 3-4 times, 10 times, no, 5 times before I actually kill him. Because every time you die, you learn something, you know. Every time you try a different technique, you learn something new. So that's basically what was his ability. His ability was that he could, when he dies, he reset times to the last save data. Because it's like a game, right? Because he's transported from Israel to another reality, you know, and then there's elves and these different type of species and half humans and all of these garbage other species and all these things, right? And so every time he dies, it's like a last save data just before he faces the boss, or just before he faces these things that kills him, and then he's able to come up with new strategies and test new skills and use that information to eventually win and move on. You know, so he's technically cannot move on, progress in the story, unless he beat this boss that's killing him. Something like that. I'm not sure if I'm doing it justice, but if you have watched it already, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who have not watched it already, that's why I'm trying to explain it to you. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think you guys might have watched it. That's why I clicked on this video and want to know what information, right? So season 2, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really, really looking forward to it for a lot of reasons. Actually, for just one reason, I just really like this anime. And I think the last season ended on a cliffhanger. Again, I'm not sure. I'm just talking out of my ass right now. Again, this anime is just... I just take up the phone, speak into it, release the episodes, and pray to God someone listens to it. If you guys... I've seen that you guys have been listening. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I think most people like this anime. I mean, a lot of people... I like this... You know, people either love this anime or hate this anime. That's how good it is. You know, there's no middle ground. I don't think people are like, oh, it's okay. You're either, oh, it's awesome or it's bad. That's just how good it is, you know. That's how you know something is tremendously good. You know, when there's two opposing opinions and there's no middle ground. You know, it's either out of this world great or just total garbage. And I think it's really great. I think it's a really great anime because it's different. You see, that's the thing about me. I like things that are different. Things that piques my interest, you know. Cliches are good sometimes, because that's why cliches are cliches, you know. You know, you ever wonder why cliches are cliches? Cliches are cliches because, you know, they're cliches. People like cliches, you know. People complain a lot about cliches, but things become cliche because people like it, you know. Romance movies with the same plot. Hollywood used to punch out like 1,000 romance movies with the same plot every year, and they do good because, hey, people like this kind of shit until they just don't like it anymore. That's how cliches work. And so when something new is on, when something new comes on the block, you know, you realize, oh shit, this is actually pretty nice. I like it. And so, yeah, real life was just so different from all the other animes that were coming out that year. This guy was not an exceptional hero, you know, he was not exceptionally powerful. You know, he literally struggled. And in the true sense of the word, he struggled to get by. As a matter of fact, he died. He had to die multiple times in order to get by. And that's it. It was just such a fun thing and a sad thing and a heartbreaking thing to watch. And it messes with his brain as well. I know there was some psychology towards it that was messing with his brain. I know I haven't really touched on that. I should. So I'm just happy and interested. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think most of you guys are looking forward to it as well. So just let me know what you guys think. Alright, and on that note, I'm going to end this episode, you know. I was just mentioning a bunch of nothing. But if you listen, thank you guys. If you listen up until this point, thank you very much.